We're going to spend some time now with people who will be among the youngest voters in next year's election. Three high school seniors from Putnam City High School in Oklahoma City. 17-year-old Nathaniel Black, 17-year-old Jamie King, and 18-year-old Jessica Jones. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's such a great opportunity.
For sure.
So there's an election in less than a year from now. Are all of you planning to vote? I'll start with you, Nathaniel.
Absolutely.
And Jamie?
Yes.
Jessica?
Absolutely.
And do you know who you want to vote for at this point, Jessica?
I'm really thinking Pete Buttigieg is probably the candidate I'd have looked at the most.
Uh-huh. And Jamie, what about you?
I am still on the fence about who to vote for. I am looking at Tulsi or Donald Trump.
Okay. And what about you, Nathaniel?
Right now, the people have narrowed it down to, it's such a close call, but right now I've been thinking of Julian Castro or Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, interestingly, two of you said Tulsi Gabbard. So what is it that appeals to you about her?
One of my biggest key points is caring for the environment. And I think that she does a very good job at promoting this idea that we all need to pitch in and help and really just be mindful of our carbon footprint.
And what about you, Jamie?
I watched a few clips from the Democratic debate, and she just really stood out to me as very civil and intelligent. While some may be yelling and screaming at her, she will come back with an intelligent fact. And also some things about foreign policy, how she handled all of that.
Well, you also mentioned that you might vote for President Trump. What do you like about President Trump right now?
I like that he is really helping our economy. He is a businessman, and he has reconfigured many deals, like the Canadian pipeline deal. He made sure we were getting a better deal out of that.
And what about you, Jessica? What appeals to you about Pete Buttigieg?
Well, actually, I'm really interested in his ideas about required military service. I listened to him talk about how he thinks that that would impact the greater social issue rather than merely the symptoms of what's going on right now, as for like the divisiveness of our society. And I think that's a really interesting progressive idea.
Do you guys talk a lot about politics these days?
With the impeachment, definitely, I'd say.
Yes.
I mean, government is a required class. So, of course, there's a lot of discussion that happens there.
Honestly, I think I can speak for all of us when I say that it's not discussed nearly as much as it should be. Because all of us, not just as students, but people today, we all just take politics at its surface level, whether it's in the media or what
definitely.
We discuss. And unless we take action and responsibility and actually look into who we're interested in and what topics matter the most to us, then really nothing's going to get done as effectively as it could be.
Well, outside of your government class, what kind of media are each of you consuming? I'll start with you, Jessica. Where do you get your news?
Well, I like to watch a lot of MSNBC, but I like to consider sources from both sides because I think it's a very interesting note to examine the bias. As for the impeachment, I've received news from MSNBC, CNN. I really like Business Insider, but as well as things like, I mean, I've even examined Fox News and the Washington Times.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Jamie?
I get a lot of my information from CNN and also Fox News and just the plain internet, just surfing through it. If I am really looking into something like the impeachment process right now, I will consider many, many news sources.
And what about you, Nathaniel?
So when it comes to what I read and or where I read it, usually my phone, it'll just send me relevant topics. And depending on the topic, it'll send me to different sources like ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, NPR, even and BBC. And it really varies. But when it comes to what I want to know, what other people are saying, as surprising as it sounds, I like to look on social media because that is the probably the biggest platform when it comes to communication and how politics it affects that today, especially for kids my age.
Based on what you know at this point, do you think that President Trump should be impeached and even removed from office? I'll start with you, Nathaniel.
When it comes to if he should be impeached, I think it is our responsibility to look into these kinds of things that are happening because, I mean, if you look at the whistleblower report, there was obviously something that was going down that we as citizens have the right to know, especially considering the fact that after that phone call went down, multiple White House officials and the White House lawyers were doing many different things to cover it up, which raises some eyebrows and questions about it. But when it comes down to the impeachment itself, we as citizens have the right to know what our president is doing and how it's affecting us on a day-to-day basis. As for his removal, it might be a little too early to determine whether or not he should be removed completely, but hopefully through the political process, we can find out if it is justifiable and complete grounds for removal.
What about you, Jamie? What do you think?
It's hard to tell right now, like Nathaniel said, because there are so many things coming up right now at this moment. But I do believe that there should be a questioning of him. Like every other president, there should be, if something does come up, especially since it has been hidden, like Nathaniel said, by lawyers. But I don't know about removal of office.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Jessica?
Just from my knowledge as a citizen currently, I think it is absolutely the morally correct thing to do to proceed with impeachment. But I know that it might not be the most strategic option for the Democratic Party. Ultimately, I don't know that he would be removed in the Senate. And that would kind of come off as an exoneration when, in fact, I think it really just shows kind of the partisanship and almost overlooking of certain maybe moral obligations.
Okay, I just want to ask each of you now about a few other things, just because I'm curious. Honestly, it's taken a long time for us to be able to assemble a group of high school students to ask them about what life is like right now as a 17 or 18-year-old. I want to first start out with the fact that you were all born around the time of the 9/11 attacks, but obviously you didn't experience them. How much do you know about what happened?
I grew up with it being a very hush-hush thing, not it in a bad way, but just trying to recover.
Yeah, definitely a respectful topic, like, demanding respect.
Always trying to be respectful of it.
Yeah, I think in the environment, especially directly after that we were raised in, it's definitely a difference in privacy, for sure. Mm-hmm. I've definitely noticed that our generation is more accepting of certain limits on privacy for the benefit of safety. And I noticed that that's something that other generations are somewhat unhappy with. And I guess that's maybe a result of that.
Well, and the U.S. has been at war for your entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel that yourselves? Do you have family in the military?
I have two uncles in the military. They're not very close to me personally because they have been moved around so much. I never really got to grow up with them. Mm. But it has kind of affected me when I did get to go see them and just seeing my cousins dealing with having to see their dad leave constantly over and over again. So it has kind of affected me mm-hmm. in a way that I can see how it affects families.
Different topic. What social media are you using right now?
As of right now, I use Instagram and Snapchat mostly.
Yeah, I'd say probably primarily Instagram.
I am primarily Snapchat. I do use Instagram sometimes, but that is it.
But not Facebook?
No.
Actually, I occasionally browse through Facebook, but not as often as Instagram or Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. What about vaping? This is a big thing going on right now in high schools across America. Are you guys vapers?
No.
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 No. And why is that?
Well, the thing is, whenever vaping was first introduced, there was so little that we knew about the long-term effects of it. And I was just really skeptical about that. And obviously, there are laws saying that I shouldn't be doing that. And so I didn't want to really subject myself to something like mm-hmm. that.
I grew up in a house with at least 5 smokers around me at all times. Hearing it as an alternative to smoking, it never interests me. I am against smoking because I grew up as a little child in a room full of 5 smokers with no ventilation, and my lungs have been very much impacted by that.
Okay, let me ask you each one more question, which is, what is the one place on Earth that you'd like to visit?
I would definitely love to visit France or Russia. We hear bad things, but on social media, it looks like a beautiful place and like just a snowy wonderland.
Nathaniel.
I was thinking of Antarctica because I think it'd be really interesting to see a place so barren that has minimal direct interaction with humans. And personally, I'm just a fan of the cold. And so
clearly,
yeah.
What about you, Jessica?
Well, actually, I've always been very interested in Japan. I think the public transportation initiatives that Japan is working on is extremely interesting. And so I've always been interested in, and also just the culture is extremely engaging for me.
Well, I want to thank you all for taking some time out of your schedule to join us today. That is Nathaniel Black, Jamie King, and Jessica Jones, all seniors at Putnam City High School in Oklahoma. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, voter turnout for people aged 18 to 29 was 36% in 2018, up from 20% in 2014.